Bruchim Abayim to the eighth and the continuous series of Shi'urim on the sources of the Halacha from Chazal, from the Gemara, and onwards to the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch and the Nesei Kelim and the Shulchan Aruch, the commentators of the Shulchan Aruch. The last several Shi'urim, we actually spoke about the Sugya in Brachos on Dalal Amud Beis, which deals with the issue of Smichus Gula Tefillah. However, I think we're going to go back a little bit, and I want to focus on the concept of time. How do we measure the day? Which actually is a very, very large halachic issue, which is discussed in the Paiskim. We'll see a little while who discusses it. And the actual sugya begins, at least in the order of Shas, from Brachos in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph Amud Beis. So therefore, I think we'll begin today speaking about measuring the time of the day. Now, we've been speaking up to now about the first Mishnah in Brachos, which discusses from what time do we read Kriya Shema in the evening. But as you all well know, there's a Kriya Shema in the morning, and the Kriya Shema in the morning is discussed in the next Mishnah in Brachos, which in the Masechta appears in the Tes Amud Beis. In any case, in the Mishnah and Testament Beis, there are different opinions to what time can you read Kriya Shema. And of course, the Gemara, the Mishnah brings the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, and the Gemara, in fact, actually paskas like Rabbi Yeshua. In fact, one could say Kriya Shema until 3 hours, until the end of the third hour of the day. That's the way we paskas. We'll see a little while, that's actually a discussion too about Chol Shoshanim. But in other words, the halach is paskind, actually the halach is paskind like a Yeshua, and daf yidam and beis and brachos, that one has until 3 hours to say the Kriya Shema in the morning.
Just to understand, the end of the third hour?
I think that's the end of the third hour. That's the way most boys can learn. In other words, if we take the day, and we divide the day in 12 hours from 6 to 6, so you can say Kriya Shema until 9 o'clock. 7, 8, and 9. Okay? There's actually a machlokes on this too. I mean, there are Rishonim who hold until the third hour, until 8 o'clock, not until the third hour. But the way we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll speak about this too a little bit, we paskin in the Lamaisa, that you can say until the end of the third hour, which means until not from 6 to 9, 3 hours. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, on Simen Nun Ches, the Mechaber Paskins, I'm reading the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch Nunchas, Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, right, begins, Vishiras Chavei Ravagli Boi Ksas Berichok Abba Amois V'yakireno, from the time a person can see his friend, who he's mildly acquainted with, and recognize him, V'nim Shach Zmani Atzoif Shalosh Shoy. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins until the end of 3 hours. Okay? Shuga V'yayon, which is the quarter of the day. And that's the Lashon of the Rambam. And like I said before, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah and Tesam Beis, and the Gemara rules like Rabbi Yeshua on Daf Yudam Beis. Now, the question that we're going to speak about today is, how do we measure these 3 hours? So, the Magen Avraham, in Siman Luchas Sifkot Aleph, the Magen Avraham says, nearly, it seems to me, the Hacha, in here, in this case, in the case of Kriya Shema, the Kula Alma, everybody agrees, Maninan mi Olas HaShachar, that we calculate the day, the 3 hours, from Olas HaShachar. Why here the Kula Alma as opposed to another place in Reish Lamed Gimel? Okay, we'll discuss this a little bit later. But the other Rambam says is that it seems to him that it's pretty clear that everybody would agree that the 3 hours are actually begin with Olas HaShachar. Okay? And says the Magen Avraham, and this is why we're actually discussing this, because Magen Avraham brings two riders. V'chein mashra b'gmora daf gimel amud aleph, the Tosfos, dima maskel l'man d'gami. Magen Avraham brings a raya from a Tosfos, the third Tosfos of gimel amud aleph, l'man d'gami beis ofel, and then a gemara in gimel amud beis, gami had the polech b'damon. The guy has a question from Damon HaMelech, which we'll discuss a little while, we'll discuss later. That's the Magen Avraham says. Now, first of all, let's understand what the Magen Avraham is actually referring to. Two places in Brachos, Gimel Amud Aleph, Amud Beis. So once again, the Gemara speaks that the Gemara brings an opinion of Abliezer, right? Abliezer holds that in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, Abliezer holds that one reads Kriyashma until Ashmaya Nishayna, until the first watch. And the Gemara, the Gemara in Gilbert, Atavar has a question, how many Ashmaris there? But in Gilbert Aleph, the Gemara assumes that we're dealing with Shalosh Mishmaris, the nine is divided into three watches, right? And the Gemara brings actually Rabbi Yezer, the Tanya of Yezer, I'm reading now in the film of Aleph and Bochlitz, Shalosh Mishmaris have a Laila. There are three watches on the night. They call Mishma, and Mishma Yishma Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Shei Ka'ari, and every Mishma Kodesh Baruch Hu roars like a lion. Shenema, it is a pasuk. And the Gemara says the Mishmaras, there are celestial Mishmaras. In other words, there are Mishmaras Ba'ara, Mishmaras Ba'akia. The Mishmaras Ba'akia, there are celestial Mishmaras, celestial watches, and there are terrestrial watches. And the Gemara goes on and says, what are the terrestrial watches? So the Gemara says, Mishmar Rishayna Chamanoya, the first watch, a donkey is neighing. Shiniyat Plotum Te'akim, the second watch, the dogs are yelping. And Shlishi Tinek Yenik Mishani Ima, Vishma Selas and Baila, the third watch, the child suckles from the mother, and a woman speaks with her husband. That's the third watch. So the Gemara goes on, and asks the question, are these signs being given at the beginning of the watch or the end of the watch? So the Gemara says, the Gemara says that the Gemara concludes by saying, the Gemara, these signs, these terrestrial signs, are speaking about the end of each watch. So the Gemara asks the question, right? Why do I need the last watch, the end of the sign of the end of the last watch? Yes, it then begins. So the Gemara says, Nafkamina l'mikra kriyashma l'man begana beis ofen. The nafkamina in the words, what do I have to know? What is the terrestrial sign of the third watch? If that's it's at the end of the third watch, then it's just the day. So the Gemara says, the nafkamina, what do I have to know in this halacha? The person, to read Kriyashma of a person who's living in a dark house, a base ofel. The lawyer does man Kriyashma, Amos. He doesn't know what time Kriyashma is because he's living in a dark house, so I guess he doesn't see what time, you know, what it is like outside. So the Gemara says, came into Ishma, Sebel, and Baila, Tidak, Yenim, Shadi, Iman. When a woman speaks with her husband, and the child suckles from the mother, Likai, Malikai. So you should get up and read. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos says, Laman, the Ganon Beis Ofel. Now, Tosfos Akasha. The Braisa, this Braisa, which the Gemara brings of the three Mishmarais, is Gamliezer. Gamliezer. And the Gemara Tosfos has a question. Vim Taima v'alog Rabbi Eliezer boi at shalka b'tchedes the council v'kliyish moshe shachlis. Rabbi Eliezer in Tesem with Beis, right, says that a person begins reading Kriyishma at the time when he can tell the difference between t'chedes the council. Which Tosfos understands that the end of this Mishma is before that. Now, what is this? So, Tysus, for the answer, we'll see what their question was. V'yesh leimah, says Tysus, v'kamakom kevin shiyodah masay yala amar ha-shacha. In other words, when a person knows what is amar ha-shacha, in other words, in our Gemara, it's mashma, that the third, end of the third mishma is amar ha-shacha, because that's the time that tinek yoni mishadah imay, v'ishmas pelosim baila, so a person knows when is amar ha-shacha, Kainim Shiyokum, V'yizam in Atzmai, so a person gets up and gets ready to say Kriyashma, Kavai Giya Isa Eis. The time has come that a person can tell the difference between Chedas Lakaose. Now, what is it clear from Tosfos? It's clear from the Tosfos here that the three Mishmalos end at Omer HaShacha. That's clear from the Tosfos. Now, in Dav Gimel and Beis, the Gemara.
Yeah.
Why is it clear on the Shachar? Because Tosfos says, it's clear in Tosfos, the Gemara says, I should get up and read Kriyashma. They says the Gemara means that I'm on a Shachar. In other words, Tais went and raised an Amar Shachar. So Tais understands that the three Mishmalas end in Amar Shachar. Now, in Gimel of Beis, the Gemara brings a Machlekes Tanayim, where there are four Mishmalas or three Mishmalas. Four watches and three watches. So on the opinion that there are three watches, the Gemara has a question that David HaMelech gets up at Chatzos, David HaMelech gets up at midnight, and says, when it says in Tehillim, Kadmu Eidai Ashmeres, there are watches in front of my eyes, which means when David HaMelech gets up at midnight, there are watches, plural, probably meaning at least two, greater than or equal to two, right? At midnight. So if you say there are four watches at night, it's very, very good. There are two watches before midnight and two watches after midnight. But if you say that there are three watches, how can David HaMelech and the Chatzos have said, Kama Yenai Ashmailais, there's only one watch and a half? So the Gemara says that the Braisa that holds, the opinion holds that there are three watches, right, goes according to the opinion of Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says you could say Krishma until Shalosh Shois, until 3 hours. I'm reading Dafgila with Beis. She came down Malachim Lamay B'Shalosh Shois. So the Derech of Malachim to get up, right, in 3 hours. So this Shist Delinya, 6 hours of the night, from 12 to the end of the night, is six. The Tadir the Amama, and there's 2 hours in the daytime, and that's two Mishmalis. Now, and the way Rashi learns, Tauta the Imamah, Rashi says that basically the 2 hours, right, of Rabbi Yeshua, right, are added on to the 6 hours of the night. Now, so what do we have like this? The Gemara associates it with Rabbi Yeshua. The Bible says, according to Rashi, it's in by the way, you know, the way, you know, the Mephoshim and the Rashi, Rashi holds the 3 hours are until 8 o'clock, not until 9 o'clock. But in any case, from the Rashi, and from the Gemara, it's a Mashba, we measure the 2 hours immediately after the third Ashmeiris. So, from these two Gemaras we see, from the Tosfos of the Gemara Aleph, we see that the three Ashmeiris end in Omer HaShachar, and from the Gemara and Gimel and Beis, we see that the 2 hours, or if you want to say the 3 hours, of Rabbi Yeshua, are measured from the end of the third Ashmeiris, which is Amos HaShachar. So it turns out that the 3 hours of Kriyashma, right, that you have to read, according to Rabbi Yeshua, are measured from Amos HaShachar. And that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham, let's repeat the Magen Avraham. Everything I've said up to now is just to explain the pashas of the Magen Avraham. Okay? So the Magen Avraham says, right, that here, it's Mashma. It says, Magen Avraham says, in this case, the 3 hours of Rabbi Yeshua, then we read Kriya Shema until 3 hours. The 3 hours are measured from Amar Shachar. And says the Magen Avraham, V'chein mash mitbala gimbar aleph, the Tosfos l'man degani. That means, the Tosfos says that the Amar Mishmeres ends with Amar Shachar. And the Gemara, when the Gemara asked him, the poet, right, Gemara Gavi had the poet be David. The Gemara asked the question of David HaMelech, that we end another 2 hours, those 2 hours are obviously a continuation of the hours of the Ashmeres of the night, which according to the Tosfos end of Amar Shachar. So therefore, we're collaborating, we're measuring the 2 hours from Amar Shachar. That's the Magen Avraham. Okay? Now, those of you might have raised raised your eyelids and say, well, according to Rashi, it's Mashmah, the halacha is that according to Rabbi Yeshua, I only have until 8 o'clock. You know, it's only happened until the beginning of the third hour. That's true. But in fact, actually, that is actually the subject of the place to argue on that. The Bi'al Gemara discusses this in Sifkat and Dalit. Maybe another time we'll go into it right now. But at least at this point, I just want to quote the Rashi. But even without the Rashi, the Gemara seems to indicate that we're collaborating on Yeshua from the end of the third Ashmeira, which is Amar HaShachar, according to the Tosfos. Okay? Okay, now. The Magen Avraham in Nun Ches, which I quoted, the Gemara is silent. However, in Tav Nun Tes, which is in Hilchos Pesach, the Gemara, actually, in one of the long Bi'ah Gemaras in Shulchan Aruch, I mean, every Biagura is long in terms of learning it, but this is long, long. And in Tafnun Tes, the Goyen has a very, very long, it's a treatise, in which he explains that the hours of the Torah, the day of the Torah, do not begin with Avad HaShachar, but from Netzach Hamah. Meaning like this. Let me give a little bit of background. And this is a very, very fundamental machloikas. Not everybody has learned through this machloikas, perhaps because either because people have not learned, there are very few people that have learned both Hilchos Kriyas Shema and Hilchos Pesach. But, you know, it's also machloikas that, I mean, but everybody is aware of this machloikas because every calendar has two times for Kriyas Shema. There's the Malkam Avon Kriyas Shema, and there's the Gor Kriyas Shema. Right? Everybody knows about that. Actually, the Balatan agree with it, right. But, well, he's the Balatan, I see the God. But in any case, there's a very, very vast machloikas that everyone knows about, but there are not many people who've actually gone into it, and I think it's really worth to go into it. The Chazanish actually devotes an entire sinner to it. So that's what we're going to go into it, because there are very, very interesting consequences and insights in the Lachan process for this Machloikas. Okay, now, let me give a little bit of a background that as follows. There are two ways in which we can make, when we say the day, what do we mean by the day? There's two possibilities. We can say that the day means when do we see the sun? Because the day is defined when the sun is visible. Now, when is the sun visible? The sun is visible first at Netzach Hamah. I say Netzach Hamah, I make a mistake, it's Ha Netzach Hamah. It's not such a word as Netzach Hamah. It's Ha Netzach Hamah. When the sun first rises, comes over the horizon, and the rays come over the horizon, that's called Ha Netzach Hamah. And then when the sun sets, that's called the Shia. So if I define the day as the time, or that part of the 24-hour period that the earth, I'm afraid to say revolves, and will attack me, but in any case, if you define the day as the as that part of the 24-hour period when the sun is visible, so that day would basically correspond to from Hanetzach Hamah until the Shkia. That's called sunrise and sunset. However, I can define the day as when there's a first break of dawn, even though I can't see the sun, until things are totally black. And that period runs from what's called Omer HaShachar to what's called Tzeisach HaKhavah, when the stars come out. Okay? So I can define the day in two ways. Yes.
You want to pair like that?
Yes, because it makes sense. Because is it a Sunday or is it a light day? If it's a Sunday. So for example, let me give you examples. For example, there are many halachas that clearly everybody agrees to, that we go from Hanetzach Hamah until Shkia. For example, when we calculate periods, Vestos, so since, according to the Rishonim, or certain Rishonim, there's a Hashpa, right, from, let's see, the sun, so everybody agrees it begins from Netzach Hamah to Shkia, right? So in other words, there are certain halachas that clearly we go by a Sunday. However, we do know that there are many the laws that are operative during the day. The Mishnah of Megillah says that if you v'kulam from Amar Shachar Yayitzim. We know that any law that's operative in the Torah, if you do it from Amar Shachar Yayitzim. So in the halachic sense, the day does begin in many ways from Amar Shachar. The question is, when we take the 12 hours and we take the day and divide the 12 hours, and we're speaking about what's called Shov Zamanias, which means we take the period of the day divided 12 hours, there's a machlekes on Shabbat Zimonis. Let's assume that we take any day, the summer, the winter, the fall and spring, and divide the 12, right? Do we divide it from Netz HaChama to Shkia, or we divide it from Amar HaShachar to Tzeis HaKhavah? Now, I don't put you in tension, but the Shita of the Magen Avraham, here in Nunchas, is that when we speak about 3 hours for Kriya Shema, and I would assume 4 hours for Tefillah too, because, right, then what we're doing is we're looking at the day from Omer HaShachar to Tzeisach HaKhavah. And so what happens is the hour is longer, but a little bit longer. On the other hand, though, we're starting from Omer HaShachar. which is, you know, which can be certainly, there can be a considerable amount of time between Rosh Hashanah and Tzachan, I mean, according to Ben Yishayim, 72 minutes. So, what will come out according to Magen Avraham is that Zaman Kriyashma's 3 hours will be quite early. Right? But according to the guy, right, since we begin the 3 hours from Hanei Tzachama, so the 3 hours from the guy will, of course, end a lot later. So that's where it's like a 45-minute, usually hour difference between the guy and the Magen Avraham. And that's why those of you who get up early, you know, make the Magen Avraham. Those of you who get up later, hopefully you make the guy. Okay? Now, yeah.
This is off topic and yeah. Don't even raise it, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Shmuel is saying it's Pashat, that day has something to do with either the sun or the daylight.
Yeah, right.
But Rabbeinu Tam's Shkia says there's nothing at all to do with any.
That's a different Shkia. You're right. I'm saying that that's the Pashtas of things. You're right. The Rabbeinu Tam is a different. No, the Gwebu's Tam's question is where's his Chachalim? You're right. And it turns out, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the
Well, then once I'm
yeah,
not,
yeah, 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 okay, fine.
I'm not down to physical.
Right, very good. Although the Benotam probably understood to be the physical Metzius too. Benotam, they were the Benotam, and actually the Benotam, actually the list of the piece asking around Pesach and Sabbath, so not with any Shabbos, the Benotam probably understood that there's the physical Metzius too. The Benotam understood there's two Shkias.
Yeah, what do you mean physical Metzius? It's not with seeing
if
the
you
light.
Look at, if you look at, no, the Benotam.
Possibly you can see.
Let me answer you very, very shortly, very briefly now. Actually, but if you look at the end of the second paragraph of Shabbos,
right.
And you look at the Ram. The Ram gives an astronomical description of Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, mm-hmm. And it fits perfectly into what we can see from Yerushalmi, is the Shita that is the light day. Because mm-hmm. We go into the Obi HaRakia. Okay? In fact, actually, there's a Ma'olam HaShaka, mm-hmm. I think it's in the Sanivov, it's on Zion, which passes like Rabbeinu Tam, which passes connected to Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam goes, according to what's called Chachmei Yisrael, so like that the base of we pass that Chachmei Yisrael. But in any case, the middle time of Shita also fits into this term. But maybe one time discuss that, okay? Now, the Goyim is going to attack them, actually, attack them, he's going to attack them with a bomb. He's going to attack even Rishonim, who seem to hold that we measure the day from Amar HaShachar to Tzeis. Okay? Like I said before, it's a very long Biagla. I actually Xeroxed it. You can see it's, for Biagla, it's quite long. And he's very sharp. Very caustic. I mean, you can tell me Chachamet. Because the guy. Now, to understand, the Machlok is very interesting, because basically, the guy is going to, first of all, the guy is going to argue directly on Rishonim. In fact, he's going to say things that Rishonim wrote are either a tos of a Talmud, or he's going to call it a shekem of fulsa. Okay, that's number one. Don't get scared. It's okay. And number two, the important thing is we have to understand is that because we're going to see that the Goyim is going to mount a very, very convincing attack on the Rishonim. Okay. Convincing, I mean, Chas V'Shalom, who I mean to be clear between the Goyim and the Rishonim, but the Goyim is going to, in fact, actually be very, very clear what he wants to say. It's a very long Goyim, but more than that, what I want to bring out is the Goyim is going to challenge a reading of Rashi, that's how we begin, on the Gemara of Pesachim, based upon the Yerushalmi. Okay? We're going to see the brilliance of the Goyim here. No. In order to understand the Goyim, I think it would be worth it for us to take a look at the Gemara in Pesachim. It's a sugya, actually, in Pesach Sheni, which speaks about what's called Derech Chayka. And the Gemara first begins, the Mishnah, the Gemara begins in Tzadik Gimel on the base. And then we're going to go to a Gemara in Tzadik Dal on the Aleph. And there the Goyin is going to, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the Gemara Pesachim with you, and I'm going to present the Gemara, the way the Gemara was understood by Rashi. And then the Goyin is going to mount an attack on Rashi's reading based upon a Yerushalmi and Brachas. Okay, so everything comes back to Brachas. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, now. Okay, the Gemara It's like Ilum Beis. I don't want to go into the context so much, but the Gemara says like this. Rabba Bar Rav Chana Amar Rabbi Yechon says, Kama Mahalech Adam B'yoyim B'yoyim. It was, how much can a person walk during the day? Asara Parsois. A person could walk 10 Parsois. Now, one Parsa is 4 mil. That's what you have to know. Right? One Parsa is 4 mil. So Asara Parsois is 40 mil. Now, the Amos HaShach Adan Netzachama is 5 milen. From Amos HaShach till Netzachama is 4 mil. I keep on saying nates, but it's really hanets achama. I think Abigold told me that when he was in Tel Hadas, my wife's grandfather gave a shia in Brochais, and he ventured to ask a question about nates achama, and I think he gave it to me. He says, there's no such word as nates achama, it's hanets achama. In any case, from Asa Shachar until Hanetzah Chama is 5 mil, which means the amount of time from Asa Shachar to Hanetzah Chama is the time it takes a person to walk 5 mil. And Mishkiya Sachama Tzeis Chachamim is 5 mil. And from Shkia until Tzeis is 5 mil. Okay? Now, so the Gemara says, Parshubu Talsin, right? So basically, we're left with 30. In other words, meaning like this. I don't want to go further. There's a chesh that the Gemara makes. It's not important right over now. Go like this. It's clear, and this is, the Gemara says this, as the Rav Bachan is being brought as part of a statement of Ullah. Ullah makes a statement that min amoydin ushalayim is 15 mil, and as part of Ullah's cheshben, it's 15 mil, Ullah brings Amar Rav Bachan Amar Rav Yechana. But basically, Ullah based on the following claim. Ullah says, is that a person walks 10 pasois in the daytime, and that's 40 mil. Ullah understands that is speaking about from Amar HaShachar to Tzeis. 10 pasois. That's 40 mil. Now, if from Amar HaShachar to Netz, to Hanetz, is 5 mil, and from Shkia to Tzeis is 5 mil, you see the two things are actually parallel. So there's another time it also parallel to. So, in other words, I take 40, I subtract 10. So, it comes out that from Neis to Shkia is 30 mil. Okay, the Gemara goes on and makes a cheshven that from Neis to Chatzos is 15, etc. And the Gemara makes a whole cheshven that explains Ullah's position. Okay, now, but in other words, Ullah understands that the day, the 10 Pasois, the day the Gemara is speaking about, goes from Amar HaShachar until Tzeis. Now, on Tzadik Dalet, Amar Aleph, the Gemara goes up on a tangent, but speaks about the length of the day. Amar Rava, says Rava, Shisa Alfei Pasi Hava Alma. Now, once again, Chazal understood, right, that you have the earth in the center, and the sun travels on the celestial sphere, and the distance the sun goes in a day on the celestial sphere is 6,000 parsa. The arc made by the sun on the celestial sphere in a day is 6,000 parsa. That's Rafa, number one. And number two, Sumcha Derakia, the thickness of the celestial sphere of the sky, because the sun after that goes into the sky. So the thickness of the sky is alpha palsy, is 1,000 palsy. Now, the Gemara says, Chada Gamra, the first statement of Rava, the sun travels a distance of 6,000 palsy, that was a tradition that he had, he learned from his rabbis. The Chada Svara, but the second statement that the thickness of the Akia is 1,000 palsi, then he had a svara. He worked it out. Now, how did he work it out? So he said, right? The Gemara brings, or Rava brings, Rava Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kama Mahalach Adam Beinoni Vayoy, how long, once again, the same name, how long does a person walk in the day? 10 pasoids. Me'alaz HaShachar Ananes HaChama 5 mil. From Shkia, HaShachama Atzil Chavim 5 mil. Nimsa, ah, so like this, now, Nimsa, Oyv Yom Shalakia, Echa Mishisha Bayoy. So must be the thickness of the sky, right, corresponds to 1/6 of the day. Meaning what? The fact like this. If a person goes 40 pasoids, in the daytime, and that cheshbon is from Omer HaShachar until Tzeis. So therefore, from Neitz to Shkia is 30. Now, from Omer HaShachar to Neitz, or from Shkia to Tzeis, that's the thickness, that corresponds to the thickness of the celestial sphere, of the Nakia, right? And then, right? So again, 5 out of 30 is 1/6. So, if we make the correspondence, the thickness of the Nakia must be 1/6 of the distance, or 1/6 of 6,000, 1,000. So that's how Lava came up with his cheshbon, his accounting, that the thickness of the Nakia is 1,000 pounds. Okay? Simple. Right? Okay, now. The Kabbalah says Meisvei. Where's Akasha? Because up till now, who have we been quoting? We've been quoting a Moayit. We've been quoting Ula, Rabba Rabba Chana, Rabbi Yechanan. But now the Gemara brings a Tana, Rabbi Yehuda. Meisvei. Rabbi Yehuda Oimel, Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer Shel Yakia, the thickness of the Yakia, Achad Miyasara Bayoim, is 1/10 of, I guess, the day. How much you travel the day. What is the day? Why? Tega, Kama Mahalach Adam Beinoni Vayoyim, how long does a person travel during the day? Esa Pasois. He travels Esa Pasois, 10 Pasois. We also Shacha Netzachama, Alamin. Ah, now, from also Shacha to Hanetzachama is 4 mil. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Not 5 mil at the Malayim, like Kamachan and Rabbi Yehuda. 4 mil. Mishkia Zachama to the Chavar Abba Milen. From Shkia to Tzeis is what? 4 mil. Nitzes, Oyvim Shavakia, Echad Yasar Abayoyim. So the Oyvim Wakia is Echad, is 1/10. Now, how does Rashi learn? What is the stira? So Rashi learns like this. We look at the Rashi. Rashi says in the Gemara that the real machlokes that's going on here is the following. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yechanan, and Ula only in the amount of time we go, that the time or distance, right, of travel from either Omer HaShachar to Hanetz or from Shkia to Tzeis. That was 4 and 4. So what's the cheshbon? In other words, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, we have from Omer HaShachar to Tzeis is 40, 10 pasos is 40. And we have 4 from Omer HaShachar to Hanetzachama, and 4 from Shkia to Tzeis. So 4 from 40. Now, which means that really, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is what Rashi learned. According to Rabbi Yehuda, from Neitz to Shkia is 32 mil. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the 40 mil is going from Omer HaShachar to Tzeis. But what Rabbi Yehuda says, it's 1 out of 10. He's now taking a percentage of what? The percentage of the Ben HaShemashah, so on the time of Omer HaShachar to Hanetz, of the entire time from Omer HaShachar to Tzeis. So 4, if the 40 is 1/10. So in other words, really, the only difference between Rabbi Yehuda and between Ula, Abba Chana, and Rabbi Yechanan, right, is only how long the time Ben HaShemashah is. But really, in principle, both agree that the 10 pasos is calculated for the time of Omer HaShachar to Tzeis, except that one cheshbons it out, 1/6, the relation of Ben HaShemashah is to the time from Hanetzachama until Shkia, and Rabbi Yehuda just makes the cheshbon, makes the accounting, right, for the time of Omer HaShachar to Tzeis, right, and that's 1/10. But that's the way Rashi learns, okay? That's what he said.
And also whether you take it from Omer HaShachar to Tzeis, or from and it's to Shia, meaning it's 1/6 or 1/10.
Right, right. You know, the fraction is just a question of how you make the the fraction is just a question of how you're going to define your percentage. But really, everybody agrees that from the chocolate slice is 40. No, I mean, no one says that 40 is from Nate till Shia. Okay? And that's what Rashi learns. It's interesting, the Gemara goes on and says, we see this as a stira to Ula, a stira to Al-Bachana. But who says this is a stira to Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara wants to say, Rabbi Yochanan will say, I said the daytime. I said it was the daytime. There was this temple says the daytime. Rabbanu de Katol, and one made a mistake, the Kachashbu de Kamim Chashukhe. And the rabbis just made a little bit longer. I mean, you know, what does that mean? So, in other words, Rashi learns that the rabbis actually made it longer by going even before Amar Shachar, or for after Seis, whatever they Rashi learns. It's a difficult question. We'll see in a little while.
Is it fallible?
What?
Is it fallible?
I don't know what that right now. They misunderstood it. Now, okay, so this is what Rashi learns. But in other words, so we come out the following thing. We come out the thing that actually the day, right? Okay, now, how does this come out? This sugir, I mean, the two guys who talk about this doesn't do anything with the halach. Except it does. Why? Because we know the Chazal many times speak of what's called a meal. Right, meal comes up in many cases in halacha. For example, how long you're allowed to allow dough to lay around before it rises and come chametz. That's actually a meal. Also, too, from the shkia to the obviously from the shkia to the nate, it's defined as it depends. The machlekes, some say it's 3/4 of a meal, 2/3 of a meal, 4 meal, etc., etc. The meal is a amount of time that appears in many places in Shas. Right, the middle time is a place from the it's just for middle time. Now, the Mechavel in Simin Tov Nun Tez passes like the Tumas HaDeshen, then a meal is 18 minutes. Meal is 18 minutes. And the Cheshbon is very, very clear that if the day is 40 meal, how do we define the day? We're not going, at this point, in this accounting, it's irrelevant how we define the day. If I say a day is 40 meal, and I also know a day is 12 hours, which is 12 hours comes out to 720 minutes. So I divide 720 by 40, you come up with 18.
12 hours because it's Yemei Nisan.
Whatever it is, let's call it with that loss of generality. Let's assume we're dealing with Yemei Nisan that are equal. 60-minute day, so at least, right? So therefore, I come up with 18 minutes. And this is the core of the Tumas HaDeshen that, this is the core of the Shulchan Aruch, who paskins in the meal that we speak about regarding Chometz is 18 minutes. Now, obviously, I mean, if for any reason, if I say that up to down the Sugya, if I had the 40 meals from Amos Hachat Tzeis, if I decided to define the 12 hours from, let's say, Haneid to Shkia, so it turns out, the time it's a if I said that, you know, if, so it turns out, according to the Sugi over here, the way Rashi learns the Sugi over here, the amount of meal I have from Neitz to Shkia, let's say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is 32 meal. So you take 32 meal, and 720 divided by 32, right, you get something totally different. I think you get like 24 minutes, something like that.
How do we get 720?
What?
How do we get to 720?
Because there's 12 hours, and 60 minutes an hour is 720. Okay. So in other words, a meal is 18 minutes, which is assumes 12 hours. But if you say, for example, if you measure the 12 hours from Shkia, from the Hanetz to Shkia, and you go like Rashi learns in the Sugya, so if that's true, then so therefore the 40 meal goes from Neis to Shkia with 720 minutes, so it comes out 32 meal, which would come out, I think, at like 24 minutes, something like that. 4 minutes, well, okay, that's real knowledge. Now, the guy is going to argue on Rashi's reading of the Gemara. Okay? Now, I'm going to read from the Biagor. Right? Okay. The Gemara says, the Gaon says, look, the Gaon says, the Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, that when a person goes Esa Pasois, he's speaking about from Neh to Shkia. And the Cheshbon of 12 hours, says the guy, is also from Neh to Shkia. And what's the Gaon's Raya? What's the Gaon's Raya? The Gaon's Raya is a Yerushalmi in Brachas. The Gaon's Raya is Yerushalmi in Brachas. What does Yerushalmi say? Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. It says, Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara brings up Raisa in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Olam Yom Shalakia Mahalach Hamishim Shana. The thickness of the sky is 50 years. I guess it'll take a person 50 years to walk it. Other Beinoni, a regular person, normal person, Mahalach Aboy Mil Bayoy, walks 40 mil in a day, Ab Shachama Nosenos Bekin, until the Chama goes into the Akia, which means that the 40 mil is Mashba and Rabbi Yehuda is going to the Shkia. Ab Shachama Nosenos Bekin, until it dips into the Akia. And then, Mahalach Hamishim Shana, or the Mahalach Aboy Mil. And this 50 years, which is the, I guess, the time of, you know, the distance, the thickness of the Rakia, a person goes in 4 mil. Nitzis, Oyvim Shirakia, Echem Yasser Abayom. So it comes out that the thickness of the sky compared to the length of the sky is 1 in 10. Okay? Because, which means like this. The Gaon says that clearly you see that according from the Yerushalmi you see clearly that the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda said 10 pasois, he was speaking from Hanetzah Chama to Lashkia. 40. From Hanetzah Chama to Lashkia. So, says the Gaon, when the Gemara asks Akasha on Ula and Rabba Machana and Rabba, the Gemara is taking two kashas. One kasha is that you're telling me from Amar Shafta to Hadei Sachama or from Shkia to Tseis is 5 mil, it's 4 mil. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, you're telling me that the 10 pasois goes from Amar Shafta to Tseis. Is that true? It goes from Hadeis until Shkia. And the Gaon learns that in the Gemara. That's the Gaon learns. The Gaon says, oh, the Gemara Sham Talti Kapol. The Gemara has two questions. Number one, from Amra Shachat Tanei Tzachama, this is 4 mil. And the second is that that's why the Gemara says 1/10 in the day. Why is 1/10? Because Rabbi Yehuda, Cheshbon the day, the 40 Pasoi, the 10 Pasoi, which is the 40 mil, from Neis to Shkia, so it's 1/10. In other words, from Neis to Shkia is 1/10, and not 30. That makes more sense. In other words, the Gemara Kasha, 1/10 versus 1/6. But that was the question of how you define the arithmetic. But here it's a real machlekes. In other words, Ula holds. In other words, it was just a question. Are you taking a percentage from Neitz to Shkia to compare from Amar Shafta to Tzeis? But here it's a machlekes. In other words, it's a machlekes. How much time, how much precise it is between Neitz and Shkia? And according to Ula, it's 30, and therefore 5 out of 30 is 1/6. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 40. So 4 from 40, which makes the cheshbon equally, it comes out 1/10. And the Gaon says, based upon that, you understand the Gemara says, who says the cheshbon Rabbi Yehuda? Why? The Gemara says, I said day. What did you think? You thought when I said day, you thought that you get up early and go to sleep later. That's why this is amazing work, is being done what? From Amar Shaka to Tzeis. But really, I meant from Beis HaKam to Shkia. Okay? So the guy argues on Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. Now, what allows the guy to argue on Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara? Maybe the machlokes of the Bavli and the Rishali. So, the Chazon Ish deals with this issue. The Chazon Ish deals with this issue. I'm looking for the Chazon Ish. It's an Ora Chaim, Simin Yud Gimel, Sifkot and Aleph. Says the Chazon Ish, right? First of all, the Chazon Ish says, there's nothing to tell us that our Gemara is not in the Yerushalmi. The Adonaba says the Chazanish. On the contrary, says the Chazanish. L'shoyn hasugya moira umi'ira al pi Yerushalmi. The Lashon hasugya makes more sense. The language makes more sense al pi Yerushalmi. Uvadi hachidatina. In other words, since based upon the Yerushalmi, we have a sharper, a better pshat, understanding of the Bible. The Bible, language of the Bible makes more sense. So the Chazanish of Bible is like that. Ah, Rashi did learn like that. Interesting. So it's an interesting thing. The Chazanish doesn't say immediately, well, the guy can argue on Rashi. Says the Chazanish the following thing.
We never found a reason why not, from that
sense. But we'll speak about this anyway. No, I mean, one could argue that the guy is not like Rashi's an issue. We'll speak about this, okay? Because the Chazanish says later on, the Goyim is Echav and Rishayim. But in any case, says the Chazanish, Vayirushalmi lo haya b'yachad Rishayim Zal, b'kviyas. The Rishayim didn't have the Rishayim b'kviyas. They didn't have the Rishayim on a steady basis. B'pnei ha'nils, because they were very poor. Shelo hayu kisvei hayad b'tsuyim havi. There weren't many manuscripts. U'b'nei sha'al sibas, for other reasons. The evil Ra'u Rabbi Seinus HaYerushalmi, in other words, if Rashi would have seen the Yerushalmi, HaYimafashim Kachas HaSugya, they would have learned the Sugya like this. In other words, says the Chazanish the following thing. Chazanish says that if the Rishon of Rashi would have seen this Yerushalmi, he certainly would not have learned the Sugya the way he learns. It's very interesting. The Rosh says similar to this, in the Rosh that corresponds to the Gemara from the Alpha Sanhedrin, the Rosh says that the Divrei HaGa'inim is called Dabash Raminya, that a Rishon makes a statement, plus Halacha, and had he seen the Goy, he would have changed his mind, then that's called a Toyam Advar Mishnah.
Even though Rashi for sure had the Yerushalmi reading in the Sefer.
We know that Rashi had the Yerushalmi. The question is, how much of the Yerushalmi did he have?
Is that not strange for the Chazon Ish?
What?
Is this not strange for the Chazon Ish specifically, where he held like Zobbal Meiri, where we didn't have it, and we don't really go with that? I mean, something was
asked. So that was the question I was asking. It was the famous Chazon Ish you're referring to that says that we can't perform on the Ben Hananel because the. So, look, I don't know. I don't know if you make to fool him in the Chazon Ish. You know, I mean, you see like this. You see, the Rabbeinu Hananel, I think the Chazanish is speaking about Rabbeinu Hananel, gives us another shita. Here the question is, what's the pshat in the Gemara Pesachim? Says the Chazanish, we have two ways of learning the Gemara Pesachim. In other words, even without the Yerushalmi, I could put the Gemara Pesachim like this. But the Yerushalmi proves that this is for sure the pshat in the Gemara. In other words, if I have other Rishonim, the question is, can I add other Rishonim as Tzivuf and to Pasuk other Rishonim if I didn't have that, you know, I didn't have previously? So the Chazan would say that there was a what's called a Hashkacha, the only certain Rishonim were Mizgal to the generations, not to rely upon those Rishonim. However, but once again, and that's the part of the Chazan you see, because there's a little steal in the Chazan on this. But in any case, but I think this is a different issue. The question is, how should I learn the Bavli? Everybody agrees, love's going to be the Bavli. The question is, what's the pshat in the Bavli? What's the pshat in the Bavli? Is the pshat in the Bavli, the way Rashi says it, because the good is also a pshat in the Bavli. If the Chazan is decided, the pshat in the Bavli is better, and it's probably the pshat in the Bavli, because of Peter Usham, we see that that's really probably what the Bavli holds. In other words, it could be like this. It could possibly be, the Chazan says, is that I can't bring Rishayim that we haven't seen, because once, like, there's a Pesach Halacha, I can't have a Pesach Halacha by just adding more Rishonim. But the question is how to understand a Gemara right? Clearly, right? This is the Gemara. Certainly, what the Chazon Ish makes more sense. And we see that this creeps to it based upon the Mishnah. It's almost like the Rambam makes a chilek between a takana of a bezdin, which you can't need bezdin gulbinged overturn, and between that a Sanhedrin can overcome a galash of a previous Sanhedrin. In other words, it seems to us right now that clearly, in other words, you know, it's clearly this is the path of the Bible, and Rashi will be close on this. In any case, that's what the Chazon Ish says. Now, this is all very nice, but the question is, what does this have to do with Kriya Shema? That's a good question. Okay, now, I just want to read the Gaon, and then, in the next shiur, next week, we're going to interpret what the Gaon means, and the Chazon Ish is also going to try to interpret what the Gaon means, too. I mean, this is all very interesting in learning the Gemara in the Bavli, but we, in Gaon Psachim, what does it have to do with Kriya Shema? So, the Gaon says, right? The Gaon says, right? The Gaon says, V'chein b'chol makom. Right? The cheshbon of the day is until Shkias Achama. Right? And, 1 second. Okay. The Gaon was to claim that we make this cheshbon from Neis to Shkama for all times in the Torah, including Kriya Shema. Let's see, I can't even find it over here. V'chein b'chol makom. Right? Right? V'chein b'chol makom. Right? The Gaon wants to claim that when the Gemara makes a cheshbon of hours, it always goes from Hanes to Shkia. I can't find the Lashon of the Gaon right now, but the Gaon says that even the Gaon Kriya Shema too. In any case, the Gaon's claim is that this holds for all times in the Torah, even from Zaman Kriya Shema. Right? And the Gaon is going to, right? Going to ask the question in the Gaon Brachos. Anyway, I can't find it over here. Right? Actually, my eyes are bothering me. But in any case, the Gaon wants to claim that whenever the Gemara speaks about the day, he speaks about hours, that the Cheshbon is always from Netzachah Metoshkiah. That's what the Gaon wants to say. And the Gabe Kriya Shema too, he says. He says it explicitly in this Gaon. It's in Antofnun Tes and Sidkot and Gimel the Gaon. And Mitzvah, next week I will actually quote for you exactly what the Gaon says. Right? That the Cheshbon is in Kriya Shema is like it is in all the entire Torah. And the Chaz is going to ask, why is this true? Why is this true? Maybe the day. The Gemara understood the date to be from Neitz to Shkia, but maybe it could be Gzeras HaKasiv in this halacha, they go from Amar HaShacha. The Chaz discusses. In Mirat Hashem, what we're going to do is next week, in Mirat Hashem, we're going to actually, I'm going to find this in the Gaon, so I read it to you explicitly. We're going to see the way the Gaon learns the Gemara and Gemara Aleph. Remember about the Sholosh Bishmavis and the Kasha of Rabbi Yezer, who's a Tayshus Lar. The Gaon is going to give an alternative interpretation, and we're going to decide our fact in the Gaon's interpretation. Is it more convincing than that of the Tosfos? Right? In any case, until next time, from other little place, which I'm around Kodesh, Yad Hashem, which I'm a foolish limb with my eyes, I can see better, and we'll find the Gaon inside, and until then, Kol Tov, be well.